This is Charlotte at the Honest Hour. And the story today is by Flora Pringle. Flora grew up in London, but now lives in New York with her husband and her two young boys. In her story, Flora tells us about the highs and lows of being an entrepreneur whilst raising two young children.
The Truth About Being a Mompreneur by Flora Pringle. Oh God, I'm so impressed by you. Wow, I just don't know how you do that with two kids. I'm so jealous. I'd love to do something like that, but wouldn't know where to start. These are some of the comments I get on a fairly regular basis from people. I am British, but I live in Brooklyn, New York, with my art director husband and our two children, who are under the age of four. I run my own business making a healthy candy called Cracked Candy. On the weekends, we go to our very old cottage in upstate New York, which we are slowly renovating with our bare hands. Now, I'll admit that on paper, or even Instagram, it all looks pretty cool and possibly enviable. But before you hate me, let me tell you the reality. A bit of context for you. After a mist spent several years in the advertising industry, I saw the light, went back to my geek roots, and became a high school science teacher. I loved teaching science, and when we moved to New York with our six-month-old baby, following my husband's work, I felt sure I would keep on teaching on the part-time basis that I had been doing since my son was 4 months old. I was very naive. New York doesn't know the definition of part-time. It simply doesn't exist, certainly not in teaching. So when faced with the choice of not working at all or working full-time for a salary which would barely cover childcare, I realised I had to think again. Around this time, I came across a natural sweetener called xylitol, which is found in fruits, vegetables, birch trees, corn, and our own bodies. It claimed to be beneficial to teeth, safe for diabetics, and look and taste just like sugar. Sounded too good to be true, but after research, I couldn't find the catch. So I had an epiphany. I would start my own business making a healthy candy. My husband could design the packaging and website, and I would be able to parent our child whilst making a decent living and being creative. It was the perfect plan. The reality is that I have been wanting to write this and haven't had the time for several months. I mean, I've literally not had the necessary 90 minutes to dedicate to writing about something I feel very passionate and emotional about. Because if I had 90 uninterrupted minutes, I should really be fighting fires on the business, or reading stories to my children, or eating, or doing something about the terrifying coverage of hair on my legs, or the hair in the plug hole, or God forbid, actually stop for a moment and do nothing, even just for 20 precious minutes. But if I stopped moving, I might notice that I'm lonely, that I miss my friends and my mum, and that the bed I have made for myself and our family is pretty hard, and that many days I don't know why I'm running this business. That's the truth that Facebook doesn't show. The business is growing fast, that's good. I don't have enough hours or hands in the day, that's bad. I am my own worst critic, so I beat myself up when every hurdle is presented. I want to be close to my kids and present if something happens, there for cuddles before naps, so I work in a windowless cupboard in my apartment. That's good and bad. So why keep going? There are highs. Been an accident, but wow. A big upmarket grocery chain called Wegmans with over 80 stores just placed their first order, and Amazon sales continue to rise. It can be hard to get perspective about the good things from my cupboard, but my work is flexible. I am there for a sick child, a grazed knee, and snuggles at lunchtime nap. Technically, I could go for a swim if the fancy took me, or a long lunch, or work from anywhere in the world. Technically. So I keep going, because the wins are pretty exciting, to be honest, and because I'm breaking new ground, and because there are not enough female entrepreneurs out there. And because ultimately, I really don't have many options right now, except to grow it big and fast and sell it, I hope. If I had one piece of advice for another potential entrepreneur, it would be to find a partner to do it with so that they can share the load, the ups and the downs, and help you keep perspective. And drink wine with friends as often as possible.